السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
السلام الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
نبدأ.
نعم يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our class this morning on Al-Adab Al-Mufrad by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullah will be from Babun Nakhilati min ad-Du'a. Babun An-Nakhilati min ad-Du'a, or Babun Nakhilati min ad-Du'a, the chapter about An-Nakhila, yani As-Safiyah, that which is pure, clean, meaning the chapter about properly asking Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala our request, making that request, making the supplication for Allah alone, making dua with ikhlas, making dua with ikhlas. These are from the issues of the manners of a Muslim regarding his adhkars. These are from the issues regarding the manners, the conduct of a Muslim regarding adhkars. Don't forget that adhkars, we said the scholars divided them into two: those that have to do with thana, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that have to do with as-su'al, asking and making our request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dua, ad'iya, supplications or azkars, generally speaking, have to be for Allah alone, because this is a major aspect of ibadah. Dua, azkar, just like other ibadat, like salat, like ruku', like sujood, like tilawatul Quran, it must be for Allah alone. And that's why Allah said to us in Az-Zumar, He said, Ala lillahi ad-deenul khalis. Lillahi ad-deenul khalis. Ya'ni ad-deenul khalis lillah. What is absolutely necessary is that deen is for Allah alone. Servitude is for Allah alone. And it has come in a syntax that does not allow that we direct servitude to any other than Allah. He said, Allah, lillahi ad-deenul khalis. He brought forward what should have come later, as the scholars of the grammar and al-balagha rhetorics, they say to us. It is very, very, very important that we understand that deen, ibadah, is meant for Allah alone. So when we make dua, when we make adhkar, we must be sure that they are sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. Yesterday, our discussion was about man da'a fi ghayrihi min ad-du'a, the one who makes dua, supplicates, makes asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide for his brother what he also desired. You desire something, you want something, and you ask Allah to grant that same thing to your brother. This is a major aspect of making, a major manner connected to making dua. And we reminded us that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, to us in various ahadith, that man supplicates for his brother, bi dhahril ghaib, behind him, your brother was absent. You are in your room in the last third of the night. Your brother was not there. You were in your sujood in the last third of the night. That your brother was not there. That your sister was not there. That your wife was not there. If she was there, she wouldn't hear what you even say in your sujood in the last third of the night. Your daddy was not there, your mommy was not there, your son was not there. All these people we make dua for, they were probably absent. If you make sujood in the last third of the night, and then you begin to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ghafir lahu, O Allah, forgive him. Allahumma arhamhu, O Allah, show your mercy on him. Allahumma arzuqhu, O Allah, grant him sustenance. And all of these, if the person were ill, you begin to beg Allah in the last third of the night, alone in your room, while in your sujood. This is Dhahrul Ghaib. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ma min mu'minin yad'u li akhihi bi dhahril ghaib, illa qala al-malaku al-muwakkalu. Ameen. When you do this, nothing happens except that angel that is placed in charge, he begins to say, Ameen, Ameen, walaka bimithlihi. He would say, Ameen, Ameen, may you get the like of it. 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 This is what the angel begins to say to you as you make dua in private for your brother. And the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith we read yesterday, the hadith of Abu Huraira, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam spoke about the virtues of Yusuf alayhi salam, he also spoke about Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he says, wa rahmatullahi ala Lut, may Allah's mercy be upon Lut. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua for Lut. What did he say? Wa rahmatullahi ala Lut, may Allah's rahmah, may Allah's mercy, may Allah's compassion be upon Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, teaching us that we have a conduct to always make dua for our brothers. Ikhwa, if you need something urgently from Allah, look for somebody who needs that thing. If you make dua for him, the angel will be saying that, Ameen, walaka bimithlihi. You make dua for him once, but you get it twice. If you make dua for him once, how many times do you get it? Twice. The first one is that the angel begins to say Ameen to your own dua, so you will get what you are asking for. Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And then walaka bimithlihi, the angel himself begins to say dua for you, because for the first one, you will earn your rewards. You will earn your rewards for making dua for your brother. And then you get the like of what he wants, because the angel will say what? Ameen walaka bimithlihi. Ameen walaka bimithlihi. So if you want something, ask Allah to give that thing to your brother. Ask Allah to give that thing to your sister who needs it. Then bi'ithnillah, Allah will bring that thing to you in much more, a better way. And that's why doing this, making this kind of a dua, will not be possible if it is from a mind that has hasad. If you are jealous of your brother, if you hate your brother, you have bugd of him, if you don't want good for him, it will be difficult to pray for him behind him. So one of the benefits in making dua for our brother is that Allah uses it as a means of removing what? Hasad from our minds. Why? If you have hasad for him, you will not be able to pray for him behind him, because that dua behind him, it will come from inside the mind. Let me pray for my brother. So one way to heal hasad is that your brother who you make hasad of, your brother that you are jealous of, make dua for him. Ask Allah to bless him. Ask Allah to increase his knowledge. Ask Allah to increase his wealth. Ask Allah to protect him. Ask Allah to bless his family. Ask Allah to bless his earnings. When you do all of these, hasad will go away from your mind. Allah will reward you for wanting and desiring goodness for him. And then the malak will be saying, Ameen, walaka bimithlihi, to yourself. Ameen, walaka bimithlihi, to you. Ameen, walaka bimithlihi. This is a big, big, big issue regarding manas in terms of making dua. Make the dua for your brother. You want something, make that dua for your brother. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a guarantee that al-malakul muwakkal yad'u yakul ameen. The angel that's placed in charge will say ameen to your dua. And then he will say walaka bimithlihi. May you also get the like of that. May you also get the like of that. So that's why the next thing about a dua that Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullah seeks to teach us in this book in terms of our manners, because a book specifically written about the manners and the conduct of a Muslim. This time we are now discussing the adab of a Muslim regarding what ad-du'a, regarding what al-adhkar, because these are major from the aspects of the life of a Muslim. So the next thing he likes to tell us is that babun nakhilati min ad-du'a, the chapter about those ones that are sincere in supplications. Those your du'a that are what? Sincere. For who? For Allah alone. When you make the du'a, you are making it for Allah alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one that is sincere from your du'a. Making sincere du'a for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we'll be making, we'll be discussing today. Du'a may not be sincere for Allah. Some people may go to people's house to go and make du'a to collect money. Such as what we see those Afars Onijalabi, what we see them do, go to people's house when a person passes away in that house. They say we came to make dua, but actually what the man came to do is he came to look for money for himself. And that's why they don't care. They don't care. Most times when they say they are reading Quran, they don't read Quran. They just say, ha, 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 ha. There are many examples of this. So for the sake of Allah, make your dua sincere for Allah. And if behind him, that is the best of the dua you can make for your brother. Behind him, it is even so far away from not having ikhlas. It is far away from riya. It is far away from as-sum'a. May Allah protect us from these two evils. Riya, show off. As-sum'a, popularity seeking. Sometimes dua comes for these two reasons. He just wants to be seen that he has made dua. May Allah protect us and grant us ikhlas in our deeds. So this is what Al-Imam Al-Bukhari titles as An-Nakhilatu min ad-du'a. Those ones, Al-Khalisatu minha. Those ones that are sincere from our dua. He wants to tell us about it. Those are the ones that we should be doing when you make dua. Make your dua what? Khalisatun liwajhillah. Make it sincerely to seek and please Allah alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this one occurs as hadith 606 in our book Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Ibrahim ibn Mughira ibn Bardizba al-Bukhari أبو عبد الله إسد رحمه الله، حدثنا عمر بن حفص قال حدثنا أبي قال حدثنا الأعمش قال حدثني مالك بن الحارث عن عبد الرحمن بن يزيد قال كان الربيع يأتي القمة يوم الجمعة، فإذا لم أقم ثمت أرسلوا إلي، فجاء مرة ولست ثم، فلكيني علقمة وقال لي ألم تر ما جاء به الربيع؟ قال ألم تر أكثر ما يدعو الناس وما أقل إجابتهم؟ وذلك أن الله لا يقبل إلا الناخلة من الدعاء. قلت أوليس قد قال ذلك عبد الله؟ قال وما قال؟ قال عبد الله لا يسمع الله من مسمع ولا مراء ولا لاعب إلا داع دعا يثبت من قلبه. قال فذكر القمة. قال نعم. الإمام البخاري reported the hadith to us in his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad, and he seeks to tell us the connection between himself and the Prophet and the statements of who? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And it has hukm al-rafr. It has a ruling of a statement from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, who will tell us the equivalent of this statement of Ibn Mas'ud from the statement of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, so that we will know that what Ibn Mas'ud has said, laysa mimma yuqalu bil-ra'i, it is not from the matters that are just said from personal opinion. It was something that he had heard from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He reported it from his own Sheikh Umar ibn Hafs, that is Umar ibn Hafs ibn Ghiyath. Umar ibn Hafs, that is Umar ibn Hafs ibn Ghiyath rahimahullah al-Qurashi. Abu Hafs, Umar ibn Hafs, he is Abu Hafs. He was a big, big scholar of hadith and qira'at. He said, حدثنا أبي, my father reported to me. So if he is Umar ibn Hafs ibn Ghiyath, that means his father was who? Hafs ibn Ghiyath. Unfortunately, his father was much more knowledgeable than him. Hafs ibn Ghiyath, his status in knowledge was bigger than the status of his son Umar. But this report is from his son Umar. His son Umar was the teacher of Al-Bukhari. So Al-Bukhari said, حدثنا عمر بن حفص. عمر بن حفص said, عن أبي. قال حدثنا أبي. He said, حدثنا أبي. My father حفص. That is حفص ابن غياث. حفص ابن غياث had one of his teachers as الإمام الأعمش. So he said, قال حدثنا الأعمش. That is الإمام سليمان بن مهران. He now said, حدثني مالك ابن الحارث. So there is no issue of tadlis here, because Al-A'mash is mudallis. And what we expect from mudallisun when they give reports is to make at-tasrih bit-tahdith. So he said, حدثني. Very, very important. So there is no finding, no further research. So Al-A'mash here said, حدثني مالك ابن الحارث. That is مالك ابن الحارث السلمي. He is reporting from عبد الرحمن ابن يزيد. عبد الرحمن ابن يزيد رحمه الله was from amongst the تابعون. عبد الرحمن ابن يزيد was from amongst the تابعون. He is أبو بكر النخعي. He is عبد الرحمن ابن يزيد ابن قيس. عبد الرحمن ابن يزيد Ibn Qais. I'm sure we will remember amongst the Tabi'un one of them whose name was Al-Aswad ibn Yazid ibn Qais. So Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid ibn Qais is the brother of who? Al-Aswad ibn Yazid ibn Qais. They were both from amongst the scholars amongst the Tabi'un. So Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid ibn Qais al-Nakhi, Abu Bakr al-Nakhi, he said, كان الربيع يأتي القمة يوم الجمعة. الربيع would come to Al-Qama. Al-Qama was, that is Al-Imam Al-Qama to Ibn Qais al-Nakhi. Al-Qama to Ibn Qais al-Nakhi, one of the biggest scholars in his time, and one of the closest from the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Whenever Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was in Hajj, he went with Al-Qama ibn Qais. He went with Al-Qama ibn Qais in al-Nakhi. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, whenever people began to ask him questions in Hajj, Ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu, he'll be directing them, go and ask Al-Qama, go and ask Al-Qama, go and ask Al-Qama. Because he wanted Al-Qama to be giving those guides and verdicts while he was alive. It was part of the trainings that the scholars give their students. They make the students to make statements, to deliver classes, to answer questions right in their own presence. So Al-Qama ibn Qais took that training from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud will say, speak, talk, answer right before him. That was from the aspects of respect for the knowledge of Al-Qama, while he was also undergoing good training from his sheikh. Al-Qama from his sheikh Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and we know Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu ibn Ummi Abd, amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the most knowledgeable about the Quran. Some scholars say he is the most knowledgeable, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Some of the scholars say he is the absolutely most knowledgeable about the Quran amongst the companions, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet was telling alayhi salatu wasalam Abu Bakr and Umar, because that statement was directed to Abu Bakr and Umar, man sarrahu an yaqra al-Qur'ana, kayf, whoever wants to recite the Quran, ghabban tariyan, fresh and neat, kama nazala, the way it has come down. فَلْيَقْرَعْ بِكِرَاءَةِ إِبْنِ عُمِّ عَبْدٍ, let him read the Quran the way Ibn Mas'ud would read the Quran, radiyallahu anhu. So if you became a person that Allah blesses you to undergo a training under this kind of iman, you will see that the rest of us will count you as somebody that Allah has blessed. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was the teacher of Al-Qamatu ibn Qais. Now Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid said, كَانَ الرَّبِيعُ يَعْتِي أَلْقَمَةَ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ. كَانَ الرَّبِيعُ يَعْتِي أَلْقَمَةَ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ. الرَّبِيعُ would come to Al-Qama on the days of Jum'ah. Rahimahumullah. فَإِذَا لَمْ أَكُنْ فَمَا أَرْسَلُوا إِلَيَّ. If I was not there, فَإِذَا لَمْ أَكُنْ فَمَا. Thama can mean huna. It can also mean what? Hunak. It is from the expressions of, it's from dhorful makan. فَإِذَا لَمْ أَكُنْ فَمَا أَرْسَلُوا إِلَيَّ. If I was not there, they would send for me. Al-Rabi'u would come to visit Al-Qama. And that happens on the days of Jum'ah. If I was absent, they would send for me. Faja'a marratan walastu thama. So once Al-Rabi'u came to visit Al-Qama, while Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid was absent. I hope it is clear. Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid said, Al-Rabi'u would come to Al-Qama on the days of Jum'ah. And if he was not present, they would send for him to come. Who will they send for to come? They will send for Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid ibn Qais ibn al-Nakhi. They will send for him, come. He said he came, Al-Rabi'u came to Al-Qama one Friday, and I was not there. falakiyani Alqama. So after they departed, Alqama now met Abdurrahman ibn Yazid ibn Qais. I hope it is clear. Alqama now met him. وقال لي, and then he said to me, ألم تر ما جاء به الربيع? Do you not hear? Do you not see? Like, can you think about? Can you conceive what Al-Rabi' brought? The reason Al-Qamatu was telling Abdurrahman ibn Yazid was because Abdurrahman ibn Yazid was not available. Don't forget, when Al-Rabi' came to Al-Qamah, if Abdurrahman ibn Yazid was not there, he would call for him. So three of them will be there. Al-Rabi', Abdurrahman ibn Yazid, and who? Al-Qamatu ibn Qais. So this time, Rabi'a came to Al-Qamatu ibn Qais in the absence of who? Abdurrahman ibn Yazid. I hope that it is clear. So he said, Al-Qama will now meet Rahimahullah, Al-Qamatu ibn Qais al-Nakhi. He now met Abdurrahman ibn Yazid. So the two of them were discussing what Rabi'a came to see Al-Qamatu for. In the absence of who? In the absence of Abdurrahman ibn Zayd, Abdurrahman ibn Yazid. So he was saying to him, Alam tara ma ja'a bihi al-Rabi'. Do you know what al-Rabi' came with to discuss with him? Qala alam tara akthara ma yad'u al-Nas. Al-Qama was telling Abdurrahman ibn Yazid that al-Rabi' said that, Alam tara akthara ma yad'u al-Nas. وَمَا أَقَلَّ إِجَابَتَهُمْ. Have you thought about أَكْثَرُ مَا يَدْعُونَ? How much, how so frequent people are making dua? Have you thought of it? Are you not observing that people are making a lot of dua? وَمَا أَقَلَّ إِجَابَتَهُمْ. And how so little that they get answers for their dua? Rabi said that to Al-Qam. Have you noticed that people are making a lot of dua now? Ma akthara ma yad'un nas. How so frequently people make dua? They are making dua. Wala, give me this. Wala, give me that. Wala, they are making dua. Wa ma aqalla ijabatahum. And how so little, how so few, how so small are the answers that they get from Allah? Yes, they are making dua, but they are not getting answers. Al-Rabi came to say that to who? Al-Qama to Ibn Qais. And Al-Qama was reporting it to Abdurrahman Ibn Yazid that was the discussion they had. And from the things that Al-Rabi said to Al-Qama was that, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا النَّاخِلَةَ مِنَ الدُّعَى. The reason that the dua is only little accepted is because أن الله لا يقبل إلا الناخلة من الدعاء. The reason is that Allah will not accept دعاء إلا الناخلة من الدعاء. Allah will not accept the دعاء إلا الخالصة منها. Is that yes, there can be a lot of دعاء. People can be making دعاء. Allah, they are walking from one house to the other as if they are dua mercenaries. In fact, these days they call them dua warriors, prayer warriors, like the non-Muslims give to themselves. They move from one house to the other. In fact, some people take it for a job. Their own job is to be making dua for people. So they move from one place to the other, or they obtain an office. They even have business cards that if you need something from Allah, you go to them, they will make dua for you, as if to say, if you make that dua, Allah will not accept. Ikhwa, let us encourage and enlighten the people to change this perception about dua. What Allah said to all of us, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أستجب لكم. What your Lord, our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, has said to all of us is that what? Udu'uni, all of you, Make dua to me, all of you, make dua, invoke me, call upon me, supplicate to me, astajib lakum, and I will answer your requests. I will give you your answers. So, ikhwa, let us make dua. Ikhwa, let us make dua. Make dua. Man, make dua. Woman, make dua. Son, make dua. Daughter, make dua. Brother, make dua. Don't contract your dua. Don't think that, yes, you may not be righteous. You may have the sense of guilt in your mind disturbing you about your dua. But do you know even Shaitan made dua to Allah and Allah accepted his dua? When Allah said to him in Sa'd, Ya Iblis, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyadayya astakbarta am kunta min al-alim? Allah says, Ya Iblis, O Iblis, Shaitan, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyadayya? What is it that has prevented you from bowing down to Adam that I have created with my hands when I commanded you to do that? Astakbarta. Are you being so arrogant by that? Am kunta min al-alin? Or you are just plumbing off, puffing up yourself for not prostrating when I commanded you to prostrate? Adam, to Adam, Shaitan said, Ana khairun minhu. I am better than Adam. Khalaqtani min narin. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ. You created me from the fire. Why you created me? Why you created him from the clay? Shaitan wanted to tell Allah the reason why he thinks he should not obey Allah. Many people do that today. They will read a verse of the Quran, they will read a hadith, and they will tell you the reason why they will not obey that verse of the Quran. They will tell you why they think they will not obey that hadith from the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaitan was trying to say to Allah why he thinks he should not obey him. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. Allah said, qala fakhruj minha fa innaka rajim wa inna alayka la'nati ila yawm yub'athun. Go away from here. You are an accursed. And my curse will be upon you until the day of recompense. He now said, Rabbi, anzirni ila yawm yub'athun. O Allah, keep me to the day that Adam and his kids will be raised up. So that's why Allah says, he granted him that dua. Shaitan made that dua. Rabbi, anzirni. Oh my Lord, anzirni, make me remain, sustain me ila yawm yub'athun, to that day that Adam and his descendants will be raised up. What did Allah say, subhanahu? What did he say? Fa innaka minal mundharin ila yawm alwaqtil ma'lum. Allah granted him that request. And that was why Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna Al-Hilali, rahimahullah, one of the finest from amongst the scholars in the Salaf, he would say, La yamna anna ahadan ad-du'a, ma ya'lamu fi nafsihi at-taqsir. Yani, ma anta ta'lamu fi nafsika min at-taqsir, la yambagi an yamna'aka min ad-du'a. What you know of yourself about your inconsistencies in your worship? Maybe you think the way you observe Salah, you have issues. Maybe you think you are not a Hafiz of Quran. Maybe you think you don't know so much Arabic. Maybe you think you have failures. You just committed one sin yesterday. Maybe you think you have failures, your taqseer, your shortcomings in your mind that your conscience tells you about. Don't allow those things to prevent you from making dua. Don't allow your conscience, your failures, scare you away from making dua. He said, Rahimahullah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَجَابَ شَرَّ خَلْكِهِ وَهُوَ إِبْلِيسُ. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَجَابَ شَرَّ خَلْكِهِ وَهُوَ مَنْ إِبْلِيسُ. because Allah granted the dua of sharra khalqihi fa inna Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ajaba sharra khalqihi, Allah granted the supplication of the worst of his creation when he said qala rabbi fa anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun, O Allah, sustain me till the day of resurrection. Allah says, "Fa innaka minal munzirin." Okay, I will keep you amongst those people that I will make to be there on earth till the last day. So if you count for Iblis, he is as old as he has been created. If you ask about Iblis, he is as old as he has been created. So that's why the way he deceived Adam, he can deceive any one of us. He's older, he has stayed in this world far longer, he has more tricks, he sees us, we don't see him. He has related with everybody. He was there in the time of the prophets of Allah. He saw them, he heard them, he tried to deceive them too, as he deceived their forefather. So when you joke with Shaitan, you are just joking with yourself, because he's more knowledgeable than you, he's more exposed than you, he has more wealth than you, he has lived longer than you, he has everything than you. So for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us make dua. The point there was that even Shaitan made a dua and Allah answered his dua. Don't let your inconsistencies, don't let your shortcomings, your taqseer, don't let it bring you down. Then you begin to contract your dua. Make that dua you. Your Lord said, "Ud'uni," wa qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. Make dua, O people, make dua. When you don't make dua, you don't amount to anything before Allah. Ma ya'ba'u bikum rabbi lawla du'a'ukum. Allah does not count you as anything if not because you are asking him. He wants to be asked, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants you to ask him. So ask Allah, fas'alu Allah min fadlihi. Ask from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you ask him sincerely. When you ask him sincerely. Ask him with one mind. Direct it to him alone. You are not asking him because you want people to see as if you are asking. Well, it is a lie. This thing is much more now in our own times. Al-Qama said to Abdurrahman ibn Yazid, one of the things that Al-Rabi' came to say to Al-Qama is that, Alam tara akthara ma yad'u an-nas, do you not see how so frequently people make dua? Wa ma aqalla ijabatahum, and how so few they get answers for their dua? Wa dhalika anna Allah la yaqbalu illa an-nakhilata min ad-du'a. The reason why they only get few du'as answered is that inna Allah la yaqbalu illa nakhilata min ad-du'a. Allah will not accept du'a except those ones that are sincerely directed to him. So if you are in front of the Kaaba, you give your phone to somebody to snap you, you now raise your two hands up so that people will think that you are making du'a. This is riya. Allah will not accept it. Fa inna Allah la yakbalu illa nakhilata min ad-du'a. Allah will not accept your du'a. That one you are making at the time you gave somebody a camera in front of the Kaaba to snap you, so that people at home will see you. They will be thinking that you are in front of the Kaaba making du'a for them. This du'a you make at this time is a du'a of what? Ar-Riya and As-Sum'a. Don't waste your time. You are wasting your dua. Stop this kind of an action. It is very, very common now. You see people say, brother, please help me take this phone. They give him a phone. And then he raises up his hand. That time he raised up his hand, he was not making dua. He was making riya and pretending as if he was making dua in front of the Kaaba in Masjid al-Haram. This kind of a behavior is self-deceit. It is from the matters that we are discussing today. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ النَّاخِلَةَ مِنَ الدُّعَى. Allah will not accept an illa nakhila. Allah لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا النَّاخِلَةَ مِنَ الدُّعَى. Allah will not accept except al-khalisa مِنَ الدُّعَى. Those ones that are free, they are free from impurities of riya, They are free from the impurities of Asuma. Brother, when you go to Arafat, the same thing applies. You see them, those Afa Onijalabi, you see them handling pictures here and there. They want to send pictures home. See us. We are making dua to Allah. Allah does not accept these kinds of dua. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا أَلْنَاخِلَةَ مِنَ الدُّعَى فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا أَلْنَاخِلَةَ مِنَ الدُّعَى قُلْتُ Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid said, I said to Alqamah ibn Qais, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ قَالَ ذَلِكَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ Our teacher Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, because Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid and Alqamah ibn Qais, the two of them were students of who? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So when Alqamah said to Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid what Ar-Rabi had come to discuss with him, Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid said, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ قَالَ ذَلِكَ Abdullah. Wasn't it that? It's that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud had taught us that. Two students trying to recall a lesson they had learned from their teacher. Al-Qamah ibn Qais and who? Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid. We are trying to recall a lesson they had learned from their teacher, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Qala wa ma qal. Al-Qamah now asks Abdul Rahman ibn Yazid, what did you remember about that? That Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, Qala Abdullah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was quoted. One of them mentioned it, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, La yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in. Subhanallah. Ikhwa, this is the major point in musmi'in. Allah will not hear the dua. Yasma'u. Allah will not accept that to Allah. He will not be saying Allah will not hear something. How did he know that Allah would not hear that kind of a dua? Because he had heard that from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So even though this statement is mawqufun, of a statement from who? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in. Allah will not listen to, Allah will not pay attention to musmi'in, the one who makes dua. They use mi'an nas just to make people hear. Somebody is behind me, somebody is near me. I want to make him hear that I'm making dua for him. So I begin to call his name. Or that I'm in the private, I come in the public to start to announce to somebody that I've been making dua for you behind you. If there is no maslahatun rajiha, if there's no pressing reason requiring that that kind of a statement should be made, you don't need to start to come and announce. It was in the last third part of the night, you were in sujood. It was a private council between you and Allah. Why do you bring it to the public? Ibn Mas'ud said, radiyallahu anhu, La yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in. Allah will not hear the dua of a person who makes the dua just to make people hear, just to make people get popular, just to get popular about the dua. So you are in Makkah. You want the people to see you live. You now do a live Facebook broadcast. You want the people to see you while making dua. That's just all your intention. La yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in. Allah will not hear the one who is making dua li yusmi an-nas, because he wants to seek popularity from the people with it. Ah, so brother so was in Arafah. So brother so was in Kaaba. So brother, that's just all what he wants. La yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in wala mura'in. Allah does not hear the dua of the mura', the one who wants people to see him. those our brothers who do these things, they combine between the two. Allah will not accept that dua. How do we know? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud told us, and it was from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, la yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in wa la mura'in. The one who makes dua to be seen, he wants to be seen by the people that we are making dua. Those are the kind of people you see on the streets. When they walk on the streets, they have a rosary they put on their neck. Come back to you, can't mama bala dua niwa. La yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in wa la mura'in. Allah would not accept the dua of a musmi', the one who makes dua for people to hear about it. Wa la mura'in, or the one who makes dua for the people to see him that he has made dua. The first one, musmi', he wants to let the people hear about it. He may go and make a Facebook post. I just finished making dua for my husband. He makes a dua. Maybe he would wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, I just finished my qiyamul layl. All these kinds of things. Stop it, brothers. Stop it, sisters. La yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in wa la mura'in. Allah will not accept the dua of a popularity seeking person. He is seeking popularity by that dua. Many times you hear something happens to a brother. People make the dua on the posts. It is a WhatsApp post they make rather than truly making dua to Allah. Limadha tusmi' an-nasa du'aak? Why do you want to make the people to hear your dua? Don't make your dua issues of WhatsApp posts. Don't do this. La yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in wa la mura'in wa la la'ibin. Al-dua of a la'ib, a person who is just playing on the dua. He thinks he's just playing. Like someone who tells you that he can make Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya. He wants to call Allah's name, Ya Latif. One million times, and he will do that in one play. Okay, this is play live. He's alive. He's playing like someone playing football. Wasting his time. Precious time is wasted. The people say they want to make la ilaha illallah 1 million times. It is la ilaha illallah. It's a plain person. Yeah. It is lahu. It's why I smell Allah who means Muslim. Allah will not answer the prayer of us just to make people, he becomes popular for that. Wala mura'in, the one who makes people to see. لِيَعْظُمَ إِنَّهُمْ. He wants وَلَا لَعِبٍ. عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه said, لا يسمع الله من مسمع ولا مراء ولا لاعب. The one who makes a play with his dua, Allah has not created this dua, this dunya for a play. Allah didn't make this dunya for a play. So stop playing with your dua. Stop. People say they are making adhkars, and when you see them, you know that they are joking. They are playing. There is no sense of attention in the adhkar. People do that a lot. You are making dhikr of Allah, and there is no sense of attention. So how is it dhikr? Even linguistically, how does it become a dhikr without attention? Dhikr must involve attention and the movement of your lips and tongues. Linguistically, it must involve what? Attention. And then what? The movement of the lips and your tongues. You see, some people just make a jest. They just make a play. They say they are making adhkar. Inna Allaha la yakbalu min musmi'in wala mura'in. Ibn Mas'ud said, radiyallahu anhu, لا يسمع الله من مسمع ولا مراء ولا لاعب إلا داع دعا يثبت من قلبه. The one that Allah would accept is داع, one person making dua. دعا, he makes the dua. يثبت من قلبه, when he makes that dua, he does it firmly from his mind. The one who makes that dua firmly from his mind, that is the one that Allah would accept. Allah would not accept from musmi', the one who does it for popularity. Wala mura'in, the one who does it to be seen, show off. Wala la'ibin, the one who makes a jest is playing in his dua. He's playing, he's just wasting his time in his dua. We gave us examples. Someone will say he wants to make Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 1 million. And we begin to hear Bismillah. Is it Bismillah, right? It is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then the act of repeating Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Who taught us that? The Prophet. The companions, and they made more dua than us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hudhayfa reported it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhum reported it. He will be in ruku for as long as he will be in his qiyam, in his standing in qiyamul layl. And in that standing in qiyamul layl, he had read Suratul Baqarah, Ala Imran, Suratul Nisa, and Suratul Ma'idah while standing alone. And when he does sujood, he's like that too, making adhkar. Can your own adhkar meet his own? Can your own dua meet his own? Yet the Prophet was never known, alayhi salatu wasalam, to begin to say, Bismillah, just that. This is a laib in terms of dua. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam, he also said to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, this hadith occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Udu'u Allah ta'ala wa antum muqinuna bil-ijaba. Udu'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil-ijaba. Make dua. Supplicate to Allah wa antum. Your condition when you are making that dua is that wa antum mokinuna bil ijaba. When you are mokinun, you are upon consciousness of certainty with your dua. You are truly asking Allah. Allah will grant your dua. Let me tell you what happens. If a man is drowning, when he calls Allah, what does Allah do? Allah answers. Allah told us that in the Quran. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. This dua is the dua an-nakhila. The person drowning, the way he calls Allah at that time. He calls him with full attention. Not just that, he wants what he is asking for, and he presses for it. When we make dua, we should bring this condition to our mind. You really want what you are asking for. Your attention is there, and you know that nobody can give you that thing except Allah. The way a person who is drowning knows that nobody can save him except Allah. Allah says, this is the way we should make dua. Udu'u Allah ta'ala wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Make dua to Allah while fully conscious and certain that this dua, I want it now. And I'm asking Allah. And I don't have anybody I could have asked except Allah. There you are. This is al-yaqeen in terms of dua. This is what we should do when you make dua. Because Abdullah ibn Mas'ud had said to us, La yasma'u Allahu min muslimin. Allah will not accept the dua of a publicity-seeking person. Wala mura'in. Allah will not accept dua from a show-off person. Wala la'ibin. Allah will not accept dua from a plain person wasting his time. Illa da'in da'a. Except the one who is making the dua, calling on unto Allah, yathbutu min qalbihi, and he is firm with his supplications from inside his mind when he makes the dua. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, ud'u Allah ta'ala wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Call on unto Allah when you are in the condition of your dua. Tuqinu bil ijaba. You have yaqeen, waiting for that answer from Allah. Wa'alamu, but you must understand this fact. Anna Allah la yastajibu du'aan min qalbin ghafilin lahin. Keep it in mind. Anna Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yastajibu du'aan min qalbin ghafilin lahin. Allah will not accept supplication min qalbin ghafil. From an absent mind. You are making the dua, your mind is absent from what you are saying. You are just saying it in your mouth. You are absent. Like a person in front of the Kaaba asking people to film him. He's just saying it with his mouth. His mind is absent. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa'alamu anna Allah la yastajibu du'aan min qalbin ghafilin. You should understand this, that Allah la yastajibu du'aan, he will not accept a supplication min qalbin, from a mind ghafilin, that is absent, lahin, just full of joke, full of play, full of time wasting ventures, like the in it home. That hadith occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi. Back in our report in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, radiyallahu anhu, la yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in, wala mura'in, wala la'ibin, illa da'in da'a, yathbutu min qalbihi, qal, fadhakara al-qama. Abdurrahman ibn Yazid, he was asked, when you said that, did Al-Qama recall that? Yeah, did Ibn Mas'ud say that? Yes, yes, Ibn Mas'ud actually said that to us. Radiallahu anhu. Don't forget, the reason this was mentioned was one of the people in the cities noted that, Alam tara akthara ma yad'u an-nas. Did you not see that people are actually making dua? Wa ma aqala ijabatahum. And how few their answers come. So the kind of reasons why people make dua and they don't get answers is that when they make dua, it is show off. When they make dua, it is popularity seeking. When they make dua, they are not attentive. Their mind is far away and they want Allah to answer. Ikhwa, I don't think it is reasonable. Just by way of illustration, you are right in front of the president of a country. You want a contract, maybe 1 billion, 2 billion contract. If you're a bigger person, you want hundreds of billions, as we know our people. And then the president, one to one, face to face, before you, he asks you, how much is it? And you can't even remember. You have forgotten. Where is the document? I didn't remember to bring it. You now say, please, Mr. President, or you give your aide who is with you, please, can you just snap me and president, myself and the president? Can you snap the two of us? This is the kind of approach people make to dua. Ask Allah, be attentive, be ready for your dua, be conscious of your dua, avoid show off, avoid popularity seeking, avoid playing and distractions in your dua, because la yasma'u Allahu min musmi'in. Allah will not hear the dua of the people who want their duas heard by others. Wala mura'in. Allah will not hear your dua if you are looking for show off. Wala la'ibin. Allah will not answer your dua if you become inattentive. Illa da'in da'a. The one that Allah would answer. So those few ones that people were answering in the dua of the people were these ones. Da'in. Da'a yathbutu min qalbihi. They are those who make the dua. And that dua truly actually comes from the depths of their mind. They pay attention to it. They were not upon Riya. They were not upon Sum'ah. They were not upon Allah. May Allah protect us from these evils. I think it will suffice as a lesson for today. From the manners of a Muslim in his dua is that he is conscious of his dua, is attentive in his dua, and he must leave away popularity seeking and show off in your dua. Brothers, leave these things out of your dua. Ummahat, leave these things out of your dua. Popularity, I made dua, I made this, I made. Forget about that. Don't bring these kinds of personal conversations with Allah in the public. May Allah protect each and every one of us. Can we have a few questions? Getting answers as much as Allah would permit. Then we can call it a day. Abu Abdul Rahman. Abu Abdul Rahman. We can read some of the questions. I couldn't hear from any one of the brothers, not Abu Abdul Rahman, not Abu Amir. But there's a question here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can we make dua with another language after the prescribed adhkar while in sujood, or must it be in Arabic language? Some of the scholars say it is allowed because of that statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in sujood or he was sajid. The nearest of how and when a servant is to his Lord is when he is in sujood. He said, "Fa'akthiru fihi bid-du'a," so make a lot of dua in it. فَإِنَّهُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Because most probably your dua, قَوْمٍ, almost certainly that your dua will be answered. So can we now have those duas said in our own languages? The scholars have two opinions. One of it is that, yes, that expression shows that we are free to ask for anything. So they allow it. Some scholars say no. It is the dua that the Prophet has taught us. And there is nothing you want to ask for. Ikhwa, there is nothing you want to ask for. Except that the Prophet has taught us how to ask for it. There is nothing. He has given us a template for it. Look at this dua. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. O Allah, grant us goodness in this dunya. Is there anything inside this dunya that's not inside? Grant us goodness. Sound health is there. money is there, protection is there, worship is there, goodness to our parents is there. Anything you want to ask for, it comes under atina fi dunya hasana. Oh Allah, give us in this dunya hasana. Wa fi al-akhirati hasana. It includes protection from the punishment of the grave, because akhirah actually starts from there. Allah will protect you from punishments in the grave. He will grant you ease in the grave. He will make your standing up easy for you. He will make you get al-jannah. He will make you get forgiveness and all of this. So, khurujan min al-khilaf. The scholars say that too. By way of avoiding the difference of opinion. They are not differed that if you say the dua of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, that he has taught us. They are not differed that one is accepted. But they are differed that it is accepted if you say another language. So why not stick to the one that does not have difference of opinion? The scholars say about that, the ihtiyatan. So al-madhhab al-ihtiyati is that you should avoid it. Stick to the dua. Stick to the supplications that the Prophet has said, alayhi salatu wasalam. And from the best of what you will say, Anas ibn Malik, he said from the most common of the things the Prophet would say in his dua is what? Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. That also includes dua for your children, because part of the hasana of this dunya is to have children who are righteous. It includes sound health. Everything is in that dua. One of the most concise and comprehensive dua you will ever have. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. I hope that is clear, inshallah.
I'm Sheikhuna Ahsan Abalik. Salawat Abalik.
وإياكم أمين وإياكم أبا عامر يوك
مشكرا عامر هذا كشان يريد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته شيخ can we make this list of cars while driving and can we as women make this adhkar while we walk in the kitchen or while getting the children dressed up for school?
Yes, as long as it does not become a means of a distraction. If you are driving and you can still pay attention, you can still win your attention while you drive, and that one is very possible. One of the scholars was asked when he makes muraja of Quran. It says when he drives while traveling, that because he gets full attention at that time. He's driving and traveling. That is the time he makes the muraja of the Quran. So it means that we can gather our attention while we are driving. Your mind will not be in that somebody wanted to hit you. You say, you are bad, you are mad. This exchanging, abusing drivers, you will not have that time. Why? Your attention is on your adhkar while driving, inshallah. It's also possible that when you cook, your mindset can be there. You are cooking, but your mind is conscious of the adhkars that you are saying while cooking. This one is also possible like this. So the biiznillah, as long as, don't forget, he said, illa da'in da'a, except the one who is making the dua. And while making the dua, yathbutu min qalbihi, the dua becomes affirmed right from his mind. So that one is possible when you are cooking. So instead of allowing your mind to travel far and wide when you cook, you can employ that time listening to the Quran. You can employ that time say some adhkar. You can employ that time make muraja. Long time ago, I knew a woman who, when she was turning amala, that is when she listens to the muraja of her children. She is a memorizer of the Quran. When she's turning Amala, she'll tell them, read to me, let me hear. And you'll be reading the Quran to her. And she's turning Amala in the kitchen. So it means at that time she also can make her own muraja, and she will still be able to keep attention. Because if she can't keep attention, she can't listen to the muraja of the children. So these are things about which Allah has blessed Muslim women, and they can multitask in that circumstance. Allahu a'lam. I mean, one to
next question, right? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi Sheikh. Someone said some people are closer to Allah, therefore their dua is easily accepted, and that is the reason why they receive some alfans. Please, is this acceptable? Jazakum Allah khair.
That is why what, Abu Amir?
Someone said some people are closer to Allah, therefore their dua is easily accepted. This is the reason why they visit some alfas. Please, is this acceptable?
And contract the duas to those people they think are closer to Allah. There are a lot of mistakes in this matter. The first one is that those people that are like this in the community are truly not close to Allah. Those people think are so close to Allah that they become the contractors, taking contracts of dua, they are truly not close to Allah. You find many of them, they joke with Salah. You find many of them, they commit sins that are clear. They make it is bad, they don't care, they're clean shaven. They are dealing with people who are poor. They find opportunity, they cheat you. Many of these kinds of things are with them. They are not upon the sunnah. Many of them have genes. These are bigger issues. They are usually sorcerers. They are usually magicians. That's why the first time a woman or a man goes to them, you continue to go there. The first time you go to them, after that time, you continue to go there. They say it amongst themselves. The first thing they do to you is that they keep you down. They place a gene on you, and you never be able to stop coming to them. So after that, they make you a person you yourself can make dua. It is your thinking that because they are close to Allah, because you have opportunity to come into the meeting with the president, you say no, you want to send his chief of staff. They say you go and say the statement by yourself. You say no, let me send Ganduje to him. You have an opportunity yourself to come by yourself, to speak by yourself, to ask for yourself, to gain for yourself from Rabbul Alameen. You say no, let me send somebody. Type, if you send somebody once, it becomes a job that every day you are sending somebody. What are you? It becomes every day you have to send somebody. And a person worse than you make dua and got the answer immediately. Shaitan said, فَأَنذِرْنِي لَا يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah said, فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنذَرِينَ. Because you have asked, I make you, keep you. So don't let that excuse make you become an enemy of Allah who does not make dua to Allah. And many of the people who patronize our fast making dua are just like this. They become a people who, when they begin to patronize those that are fast, they themselves become unable to make dua for themselves. So don't become like a man who was brought into the house of the president. This is the president. See him, talk to him, ask him what you want. He said, no, you want to go through chief of staff. You want to go through minister. You want to go through party chairman. Who are you? So for the sake of Allah, ud'ullaha wa antum mokinuna bil ijaba. You call unto Allah. Call him. Follow the manners. Follow the lines of conduct. Trust in Allah. All these your actions too are worship for you. That time you are making dua. It's a personal connection for you with your Lord. Do it by yourself. Make dua for yourself. In fact, sometimes those people you think are weak, those people you think are poor, their duas are more answered. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions, when they go for a battle, they beg their wives and their children to make dua for them. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that innama tunsaruna bi du'afaikum, Allah grants you success through your weak ones. Because of their righteous dua, your wives and your children, they are going on the street, they'll be calling children, hey, come, make dua for me. Children and women. So for the sake of Allah, when you do that, don't make that now make you become a person who he doesn't make dua. His children need something, he'll go to Afar. His husband, her husband needs something, she goes to Afar. You don't make dua to Allah. So make the dua. Don't disconnect yourself from where Allah has connected you. Don't disconnect yourself from Allah's mercy when Allah has connected you to his mercy. You want to bring a person in between you and Allah. When Allah wants you to come to him, ask him for your needs so that he can grant you your needs, you still want somebody in between. Why should you behave like this? And if you do that once, twice, is it not enough that you continue? You create that link. Should you not be the one that people come to, rather than be the one go to a person? May Allah protect us all.
Amen.
Abu Amir, there are two quick questions here I quickly want us to look at. The first one is someone who has chicken pox on all of the body. I think it would be difficult to make wudu using the water. You can make tayammum. So all that you need to do is when you make the tayammum, rub your palms and your face. There's also a question, someone who can't fold her knees or his knees. So you can pray using your head. You stand upright with your head. You bow down a bit for ruku. You make your bowing, your head down while you are seated or standing because you can't fold your knees. The head should be what moves up when it is highest, most upright. That is the standing. When you bend it a bit, that is ruku. When you bend it more, that is sujood. The way we pray in a plane. If you are in an aeroplane sitting down, the way you pray like that, that is the way that a person will make salah, inshallah. May Allah accept it and heal that person from the illness. Someone makes dua and the he feels that the responses for the dua are not coming. What should he do? We'll address that in the next class, inshallah. The next hadith of the next bab. They are regarding these kinds of matters. They come a lot. Many times Allah is already accepting your dua, but you don't know. Your dua already all accepted, you don't know. He has been protecting you. Maybe something should have happened to you. He protected you while you are still making dua. You are asking for a car when your health should have failed, but he is employing your request for a car to provide you sound health. You say he did not answer your dua. If the dua were to be answered, you get a car and then you lose your health. How is that? So continue to make that dua. Don't stop. May Allah accept our dua. Forgive our shortcomings. Do you have a question for yourself? Because we want to call it today. The time is already fast spent. You have one question you think we really, really should respond to?
Well, it's been answered already, the one concerning the knee pain and chicken pox.
Naam?
So they've been answered already.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Can we call it a day today?
SubhanAllah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen wa iyyakum.